of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins, according to my printed out show sheet here, with our prize picks of the week.
Prize picks of the week for the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Let's start with these real projections courtesy of Prize Picks with Jordan Love. More or less, fresh off his NFC Offensive Player of the Week winner award last week.
Just wait, before you say it, what do you guess the number would be? I'm going to say 243.
Close.
Jason's not listening. All right,
I am listening. I didn't know if I was supposed to guess or not.
Well, I just said, let us guess. Yeah.
He looked right at you.
I wasn't looking at him. That's true. Yeah.
239.5. 239.5 for Jordan Love this week. Passing yards. What do you think, Colt T?
What's the weather going to be like up in Green Bay?
Windy.
Oh, less. Jordan had a big game. I just think that the Packers go heading into Philly. I do think they want to get that run game going. The O-line is, I think, finally kind of starting to come together. Jordan will make some big plays. But I feel like this is such a lunch pail game. And lunch pail, as I learned in Landman, lunch pail games means you're down and dirty and you just play physical. And I think that's what the Green Bay Packers want to have happen this weekend. So I'm going to go less.
Do you think you, I've been told I have an obsessive compulsive personality. Do you think you latch on to things that you happen upon and then you really get into them very quickly and very deeply?
If I said that that was the case, I would have to watch the show today and tomorrow, and I'm not going to, so no.
So
now, do I have some OCD things and certain things? Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
But I don't think it's like to the point of it's crazy.
No. I'm not saying you're crazy by any means, but I'm fascinated by, I had never heard you talk about Landman.
Correct.
You watched it on your travels.
Yes.
And now you've made like 8 references in the first
2 hours. Are you new
here?
Like when I read a book, I will bring that up.
That's what I'm asking, is that you do this a lot.
Because I try to be curious, and when I find something that's very good and interesting, I want to share and talk about it.
But
yes,
you don't find it interesting enough to break from your... That's why I find this interesting, is that you say that it is set aside for travel only. Like, you're so into it, but you're not going to finish the season that you've started watching now that you're not on an airplane.
Yeah.
I just find that interesting. Is that... Am I wrong to think
that
that's interesting?
You can find things interesting. That's great.
I'm going to take less. I think Emmanuel Wilson's going to have a huge game, and 565 Analytics is going to award me the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week anyway because of Matthew Golden.
Okay. Nice Ted Lasso reference there.
Nice eye contact, too. That was nice.
Tucker Kraft, more or less than 0.5 rushing and receiving touchdowns.
TK?
Does he get in the end zone?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he does. I do. Like, Tucker Kraft finds a way to score again, and this is all cute and fun, but Tucker Kraft, he is critical to what we do. So, yeah, I think he's going to find a way to get in the end zone.
I agree with Tausch. I'll take more.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It's getting weird.
Yes, it is.
Bryce Young, more or less than 185.5 passing yards.
I think they're going to fall behind. This isn't Joe Barry, though. He's a little dinged up already. I think he is going to be in harm's way a bunch. God, the thing that is making me pause is if it's 27-6 in the middle of the third quarter, is Green Bay going to still come full tilt, or are they just going to play a little softer and give him a chance to get over 200? I'm going to say more. I think Green Bay lets off the gas a little bit, and he gets to like 205.
For his season, and obviously he missed last week with an injury, Bryce Young's passing totals this season. 138, 199, 198, 150, 121. Then he had a 328-yard game against Arizona. Then he had a 154-yard game against Jacksonville.
Well, that makes me think we really stunk against Arizona.
I don't know. I don't know about you, but that feels like one that I just don't want any part of. But I would go more. I think he'll probably pad his numbers after they
like
get a
Carolina can't extend him, right?
I wouldn't think.
This is his third season. They do have to make the decision on his fifth-year option after this season.
But they're kind of stuck, I guess. They're at 4-4. They're probably going to finish 7-10. Like, they're not going to be in a prime spot to draft another
quarterback. 6-7-3. Plus one.
Okay. Was that productive?
6-7. They'd have to have four ties then, which is that's just crazy talk.
Yes, that's the crazy talk. Josh Jacobs, who I have not been very successful identifying what he's going to do on Prize Picks this season thus far. So I'm mixing it up. Different category. We're not doing rushing yards. More or less than 15.5 rushing attempts for
less.
Josh Jacobs.
Less.
Less. Totally agree. That's a lot of rushing attempts.
I think he has a tutter, though. Is it 0.5 tutters or is it one?
I think that's got the little ghoul, so it's a little...
Gotcha.
It's easier to achieve, but it is on the board, yes. One more I want to go off.
You had to have a quarterback. Tua or Bryce Young? You had to extend one of them. Who are you picking?
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Doesn't have the concussion.
Neither.
Issues.
Next.
I want to go off the board for the last one here.
Doesn't it just make you feel how much better? Even the Packer fans that aren't fully in love with Love yet, like, just look around. There are some brutally bad situations that are going to get complicated. Man. All right, go ahead.
Yamamoto is pitching tonight for the Dodgers, and he has thrown a complete game each of his last two outings. 19 pitching outs is the projection on Prize Picks. That would be into the seventh inning. So it would be 6 1/3 innings would be 19 outs. More or less than 19 outs for Yamamoto in
less.
A must
win. Dodgers are getting beat tonight. They're going to get hammered tonight. The Blue Jays are going to be celebrating, singing O Canada all night long up in the Great North. So less. Whole Blake Snell, boy, that whole narrative kind of fell apart, huh?
He definitely did
we
not pitch well the other
him, night. We couldn't sniff him. The next thing you know, the Blue Jays are just ripping him to you know what.
Jesse, if the Dodgers win tonight, what's tomorrow? What's the matchup for Game 7?
I don't know what their plan would be for Game 7. I'm guessing Snell would be involved in some capacity.
I think Ashby. Somehow we're going to get Ashby to start.
He's an opener. I'm going to take less, too. I think the Blue Jays take care of business tonight. And I hope that's true.
Those are your Prize Picks of the week.
Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Am I
it
right?
It is, and we got Jordan Love. We're going to take a little bit less with Jordan. I'm going to go a little bit more with Bryce Young. I'm going to take a little look at I like the field goals, too. Wonder if they're going to let Havrichek in there. They're going to keep McManus. We'll have to take a long look at that. But the beautiful way Prize Picks is the best way to cash in watching our favorite teams. Who's going to go off? Who's overhyped? Who's going to have a bad performance? Who's going to be great? That's the beautiful thing about Prize Picks. Now you can pick whether you want that flexibility. You can choose flex play. You get paid if one of your picks misses. I like going big, though. Let's go power play. That's where you make some serious cash. Prize Picks is a great way to put your takes to the test. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. You know what? It would have went with our boy last night, Hollins.
Ryan Rollins.
I have to admit, and Jesse, you know I don't admit I'm wrong often. I thought it was the dude that used to announce. He did like the TV games for ESPN. Hollins, he's a longer dude. Now, this guy's name is Rollins.
He's a longer dude.
Right?
Ryan
Rollins from Toledo. Correct?
Ryan Rollins. Yes.
Rollins.
Double R. Ryan Rollins.
I'm ready to prematurely anoint. I am going to prematurely anoint after listening I was driving home on 100.5 with our
Justin
buddy JG
Garcia
and Dave Kane. And this is the second big game he's had.
Back to back.
Next opportunity. The Bucks play tonight?
They play tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, Sacramento Kings.
I'm going to go more with Ryan Rollins.
I don't even care what Hollins.
And I'm going to use that code WI. I get $50 in lineups after I play that first $5 lineup. Again, Prize Picks, it's good
to be right.
He did play at Toledo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And McManus currently projected 1.5 made field goals.
No, I'm going to go less on that. I'm going to go less on that. But this Ryan Rollins, who, again, last year I poo-pooed because I thought you were talking about the analyst. This kid could be the real deal.
You thought the analyst was playing for the Bucks?
That happens. I mean, J.J. Redick was a podcaster. He's coaching the most famous basketball program in the country.
That's true.
Doc Rivers did go from the ESPN number one crew to coaching the Bucks.
You act like this is so absurd.
Okay, give me three examples of players that were in the media and then went back to playing in the NBA.
Well, now you're making it NBA.
Well, that's the sport we're talking about.
I feel like Barnes, he had that podcast. I think he went back and played.
Barnes.
Gilbert Arenas.
Last name Barnes.
Gilbert Arenas did it. So,
Draymond Green's been doing a podcast for a decade.
Draymond. Good win for the Bucks last night, though. Really good win.
Uh-huh. Back-to-back
no
statement
Yanni.
Wins. Yeah.
No Yanni. We beat the stinking Warriors. Let's go. All because of Ryan Rollins.
Pajemski. He was good last night. I saw him at a three.
I like Pajemski.
All right. I think our work here is done. Headlines are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Fun to see Riley Yauch. He made an appearance in the Everlight Solar.
An old cowboy.
ESPN Madison Studios.
Fit right in on Landman.
He was
like going to be an extra on Landman.
He was Luke Fickell yesterday.
He was dressed up as Luke Fickell.
Yeah, the vest, the TEAM, and everything. Yeah.
All right.
The Jump Around digital show on YouTube. Check
Love
it out.
Love that show. Good
Jim,
show.
Pablo, and Riley.
Yeah.
And just like Luke Fickell, he's still employed by us.
We employ Luke Fickell.
No, he's employed by us. Luke Fickell's still employed by the Badgers.
You can understand why words would matter there. That confused me.
Time now for our headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Time now for headlines. We do not have any music.
Cue up the music. Let's do Cats in the Cradle again. No, I'm just kidding. I do need something of the spooky, like a little something. Give me a little something. I know you don't know what limerick is coming, but just give me something a little spooky that you think my voice will fit to.
Is it spooky or spooky?
Maybe. Nah, spookier.
I am not Spotify.
I legit told you
we're
before.
We're not on there.
We went to break. I said, find something a little spooky beforehand. Oh, we don't have Spotify action. All right, well, here we go. We'll make this work. The Packers are frightening hosts. The defense made Rodgers see ghosts. Tell Steve the Homer True to start the postgame at 2. 33-10 Green Bay coasts. That music actually fit pretty good.
That was good.
Well done.
All right, Jesse, what do you got?
I can't play the other music without getting rid of the big voice guy, so we're just going to let this ride, I guess.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Tausch. Last Carolina defense.
That's not bad. I like the start of this.
Oh, thank you. Panthers realize season dies young. Packers pass the home tet. Send Carolina home, Dowdle in the dumps.
You're a clever guy.
You see what I did?
I thought Bryce Young was going to be rhymed up with that.
No, I don't do the rhyming. Rhyming is your thing.
Oh, yeah, I do like rhyming.
Bryce Young, Rico Dowdle, Tet McMillan. I got those names in there.
Well done. Good job.
Wait a minute. Does Tausch have exclusivity on rhyming? Because mine is rhyming.
Yeah, no, you can rhyme. I just...
It ain't no crime to rhyme. Just give me a dime.
I choose to do something else with my time.
Like being a mime. Committing a crime.
This game is not a trap. But if the Packers play like crap, we will wonder if they're good. So just go out and play like you should. Go out and be a pro. Don't you know? Packers 31, Panthers 10.
You were gonna say something.
I was, but I didn't.
you were gonna tell him his wasn't as good as yours.
No. What I was going to say is the scores are eerily similar. Eerily.
I think everybody, like, the line is 13.5. It started at 12.5. I think everybody is on the same page that the Packers are probably going to win this game by a couple of scores, maybe three scores, two scores.
Four
and
scores,
what if
and
they, it's going to be pretty.
7 years
four
ago,
scores
yeah,
and
it's
seven.
Gonna,
yeah,
it's going to be
well
a
beat.
You.
What happens if they don't? Like you said earlier in the show,
they'll have
I
people
wasn't
complain.
Giving, I wasn't giving you eye contact when it was, but yeah. I'm curious if they win 21-17, what will next week look like going into Philadelphia and the conversations we will have on this wildly popular program?
Well, I think part of it will be, why is the offense only scoring 21? What, you know, too many three and outs, all of those things. But in the grand scheme, I think this will be wiped away a lot quicker than when we saw a lackluster win against Arizona. People were down on them. Obviously, the Dallas game was eye-opening to me. And I think part of it is Dak's just really good. And our defense, though, still should not have done that. I think the narrative will be this was a trap game. The boys didn't play to their best. They were looking ahead. But they got a win, and let's just move it along. I don't think there's a narrative you come out outside of losing to the Panthers where people are going to say, oh, boy, yeah, this team's just not going to be good enough. I don't think you're going to see that unless they get beat.
And I'm not willing to utter the phrase that I uttered on the media bus on the way to Super Bowl 32. I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. But if they lose this game, then there are some serious questions to ask about their readiness and whether they do.
Because mature? No, it's whether or not they're mature enough. That's
right,
what that is
right.
To me. This is not talent in this game is markedly on Green Bay's side. And that's not anybody being a homer. It's just look at the – just watch. And Carolina is a NFL football team. They compete. I think that they're doing some things. They're 4-4. They don't stink. So it's not going to be as easy as snapping your fingers. It's 34-10. Green Bay will have to play really well.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay can play its BC game and win this game because they're at home and because I just don't think Carolina has the weaponry that they need to affect this. To have this defense not limit them to under 20 points. And I don't know many teams outside of Cleveland. Green Bay is going to score 20-plus pretty much every week.
Yeah.
And especially at home.
I would think so as well. And that's, again, 31-10 would be a they would be taking care of business in a big way if they accomplished that. All right, we need to get to Wonelia. We need to draw our contest winner. And you need to text the word travel to 844-770-3776 if you're interested in our journey to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. It is July 5th that we depart. And look, if you've never gone on a trip across the pond, then welcome to the club. I haven't either. That's why I'm so excited to do this for the first time. And everyone that I know who has done a trip with Colette has raved about it. Homer has raved. John Mercure at 620 WTMJ tells me how great it's been. I have no doubt that it's going to be great, and I hope you'll join us. You will feel the charm of the countryside and the history of the great cities, whether it's Big Ben in London or the Edinburgh Castle, which I'm always tempted to call Edinburgh because I'm just bad at it. We're going to see all that, and we're going to see the storybook villages of Chester and Tausch's favorite place, Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. We're going to take a scenic train ride through the rolling green hills to the medieval city of York. It's all going to be part of this incredible journey, and you can be part of it too. Go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for full details, or we'll send you the full details and the link if you just text travel, the word travel, to 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. And we are doing our meet and greets next Tuesday. I'll be back in studio, so be prepared for a quality program that morning. And then in the evening, we'll be doing it at Buck and Honey's, which you know I love Buck and Honey's. So we'll be there in Monona. So we'll send you information on that as well if you send the word travel to 844-770-3776. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm
Jesse.
Of the night.
Oh, I know that sound.
Yeah, me pick.
This is the happiest Jason's been all day.
I figure since you guys are both here in studio, which rarely ever happens on a Friday, we're drawing our trivia winner for the Cousin Subs gift card. Might as well let Jason do the honors.
Yeah, Jason.
What if I shake and Tausch picks?
That works.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay.
Don't peek.
I won't. I'll do like you and not have any eye contact.
Well, you're going to have eye contact with the chip, though.
Number one, Monday's winner, Johnny from Stoughton.
Johnny!
We did not have a Johnny in Stoughton. We had a Tuesday contestant because we didn't play on Monday.
Nailed it.
Justin.
I couldn't have been more wrong on all fronts.
Justin in Milwaukee.
right initial, wrong town. Yeah.
Nicely done, Justin.
Yeah, good work, Justin.
Winner of the Cousin Subs gift card. Well done. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
So it is Halloween, and I would like for Becca and I to receive some praise for the job that we have done turning the program around at our house for Halloween. 3 years
Can
ago.
Can you request
way to
praise?
Go.
Yeah. We
don't even know it. I've been to your house once. Tausch, what's in your fridge?
We have done a better job turning Halloween around at our house than the Badger football team over the last 3 years.
Oh, sick burn.
Yeah, got him.
Whoa, Nelly!
So what you're saying is you're the Jim Leonard
I'm Signetti, I think, is what I am when it comes to turning around the reputation.
Right, what'd you do? What'd you do to turn it around?
The first year we
Why did you hit Whoa, Nelly? Wanted to end this conversation?
No, it was for dramatic effect. When we inherited our house 3 years ago.
Didn't you buy it?
Who died?
When we moved into our house 3 years
with
ago.
With Eric.
Stacey Bruner.
Stacey Bruner and Eric.
And
exactly.
Through Nation's Lending, Eric, yes. Both were fantastic to work with in different capacities. We went and sat out in the front yard. We had a little portable fire pit, sitting out in the front yard, big table, good candy spread, and none of the kids were coming up to our driveway. Like, what's going on here? How come none of the kids are coming to our driveway?
It's the mean house.
And then we overheard one of them as they were walking away. Oh, they're not giving out apples anymore. We used to live at
Did a witch live in your house before you?
Apparently, we used to live at the healthy house. And that was the reputation we had.
Well, that's clearly not the case anymore.
And so we had to turn things around. So last couple of years, we went out. We had some good stuff. We had to up our game after year one. Fruit by the foot was a big hit last year.
Slightly different fruit program.
Bringing it back again this year. Also some other things that aren't just the little candies, but they're not massive candy bars. But it's enough where we have restored the reputation of our Halloween home. And I think we deserve some praise for turning that thing around pretty quickly.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Whoa, Nelly!
Signetti.
If I may.
Signetti.
That's great that you've changed the vibe and the kids are having fun again in your neighborhood. Good for you. Good job. A sincere good job. I don't know. Starting the phrase with, I would like to be, Becca and I to be given some praise is off-putting. I would say, hey, I got to tell you what we've
done. Did you say off-putting or pudding?
Off-putting.
You should start handing out pudding.
Oh, a little like...
What would be something that would be a pleasant surprise that someone dumped in your...
Pudding cup would be a fun
pudding
one.
Pudding cup would be great.
The one with like the three layers, chocolate, vanilla, chocolate. Yeah.
You gotta keep it refrigerated, don't you?
Nah,
it's cold enough tonight.
They sell them at room temperature.
Yeah, it's cold enough
That's
right
a good
now.
Point. Yeah. They do sell them at room temperature.
Pudding cup's a great answer.
Whoa, do that Nelly!
Off pudding.
Fun time at the Wisconsin men's hockey game last night. 5-2 win over Minnesota. Hat trick. But middle of the second period, up 3-1, they start chanting Fire Fickle.
Jason!
And then third period, they did it again. Two different times last night, the Fire Fickle chant starts erupting at the men's hockey
it's
game
IPT.
When they're winning against rival Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't get it. Don't get it.
What it tells me is even though there likely won't be a change by season's end into next year, based on everything we've heard to this point, I don't think the noise is going to go anywhere. And that is what I'm concerned about for how the players and everybody around the program is going to be able to handle that. If that's an entire off season and into next season of this being the vibe around the team. I'm concerned about that. And this is why I was trying to be Mr. Rational at the start of the year.
Is this why you were rational?
You were being rational because you were sitting next to Barry Alvarez and you didn't want
to... I was trying to be rational because I didn't want this to be what happened.
No, you did because Barry was sitting there and told you to be rational.
No, well, that was part of it, but also...
it was a big part of it.
I didn't want every drive to be, oh, we got to fire the dude now. Now we need the students chanting Fire Fickle in the second quarter of the Maryland game in week 4. And now look where we are. No one's changing anything. And here it is. They're chanting this everywhere.
What is your question?
I don't really have a question. I wanted to share that was my experience at the men's hockey game last night.
That was also in the text chain that I think Tausch is unsubscribed to now.
Here's what I would say. Go boo in a bar.
Go boo at a hockey game?
Go
what are
boo
we
in
doing?
A bar.
Come on.
Here's the thing.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Fans are going to feel a certain way.
Feel your feelings.
And is it what you want at a hockey game? No. You want to be supporting your team. It's like when the Bears fans or Cubs fans beat the Brewers, and then they're chanting the Green Bay sucks. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. Now, if you feel like that is going to change people's opinions, and I'm guessing that's what fans last night did, I just don't think that is going to move the needle. But I am not going to tell fans to
boo in a bar.
No, I'll tell you to boo in a bar because it's really funny. But I don't think telling fans how to feel and how they need to act is ever a great idea.
I agree with you. I would also, though, why are we doing that at the hockey game? We feel that frustrated and exasperated. Like, by the way, as someone who covered Badger hockey for a very long time, when I look at highlights or when I come across the TV broadcasts, I am stunned by the number of empty seats at those games.
Yeah, 8 o'clock on a Thursday night, Halloween weekend, probably not the biggest draw. I would expect Saturday will do
I would
better.
Hope so, against Minnesota.
Yeah, 8 on a Thursday was pretty late. Even we were a little skeptical about getting down there last night, but we did. We made it. But people should take note. Men's hockey team off to one of its best starts ever through 7 games.
Amen.
They're a good squad this year.
Whoa, Nelly!
And at least Wisconsin isn't LSU, am I right? Athletic director's dunzo now after Brian Kelly was dunzo, and they said that the athletic director wasn't going to hire the next head coach. That thing is crumbling quickly for the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, I don't think governors should get involved in that. Just my own opinion.
I tend to agree.
You have a chancellor, you have an athletic director, you have a board, you have regents, and people that need to be the stewards of this university. Didn't love when a governor came out and said that this guy didn't hire correctly. Like, not a fan. And I hope as the Wisconsin scenario continues, I don't think we should be hearing from Tony Evers on it. That's just my own opinion. You could take it for what it's worth.
I don't think we will either, most likely. I have not been following that story closely, other than the fact that ever since Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh told the story of them being on the coaching staff for Brian Kelly and thinking they're being invited to the party, and instead they're there to shovel the snow and park cars. And he does not sound like my kind of guy. And I'm confused as to why they are as bad as they have turned out to be at LSU, given the financial support and everything else that they have at that program. So I have not been following the follow-ups to that. I don't cheer for anybody to lose their job, but I did not feel a whole lot of sympathy for him either.
You got the highlights of what's going on down there. It's a mess.
Taush, you need to tell us about Coors Light again so we have time for our Feel Good Friday painted by Hallman Lindsay.
Well, yes, I do. And I'll tell you what, I just saw a tweet from Kelly Sheffield. There's people lining up at the field house already. Mm-hmm. A little tailgating before the, what time is that game tip tonight?
8:00 tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's going to be a while. And if you're going to be tailgating for a while and you want to chill, I think I know you should crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it is made to chill, refreshingly cold, and only 102 calories. That's why it's always Coors Light in my hand. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wildy and Taush.
This is Wildy and Taush, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Try to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder? Shame comes calling.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, our great partner. And the, I'll tell you this, people don't see the behind the scenes stuff. You do a nice job on those ads you do. You're recording a bunch of them earlier.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I've loved Feel Good Friday. I think it's been one of our favorite things we've done.
It's great invention.
We've had different things. And I know the Wisconsin football season has not went the way all of us had hoped. But there's been some of these seniors have just been, I mean, they've had rough. They've had different coaches. It's been not had the success that I think they all hoped. And one of these guys, Ben Barton, who's in his sixth year, Stratford High School, big rival of Auburndale back in the day.
Upon Avon?
I don't know if he's an Avon guy. He might go on this trip with all the NIL and everything that he's been able to get. He's had a fantastic season out in Oregon, played a great game. But even more importantly, in the Extra Yard for Teachers initiative, Ben Barton presented a $1,000 gift to the teacher. He was a student teacher for, on behalf of Wisconsin Athletics and the College Football Playoff Foundation. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you could say. Teachers are vastly underappreciated. I think everything that they do, and for Ben to go out and to present that check and to do that initiative, kudos to you, Ben Barton, on a job well done.
No kidding. That's awesome that he did that. Speaking of awesome, I think the world of David Gruber. He's become a good friend, and he does some great things in the community. I tell you that all the time when we talk about Gruber offices. One call, that's all. And he and Bobby Portis put together a Special Olympics of Wisconsin clinic at the Bucks training facility earlier this week. And I watched the newscast. One of the Milwaukee TV stations did something on it. But obviously, David is always very active in our communities, and for him to do this with Special Olympics and those athletes, it's a really neat thing. The picture that I saw, there's a huge group of kids that took part in it, and again, obviously, our partnership is important, and he's been with us from the very beginning. But if you're not paying attention to how much Group Law Offices does in our communities, they really do. Everybody likes to talk about giving back to the community, but they really do. And this was a really neat thing that he and Bobby Portis put together. So super job by them. And that is my Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Jesse, you got one?
Actually, I saw the Ben Barton thing earlier this week, and I thought that was really cool. So I'm glad Taos brought that up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Panthers, Sunday.
Trap game. Jesse, I am curious. So I came in as Ted Lasso. We saw Riley Yauch with his cowboy hat, but no
cowboy
boots. Yeah, good big buckle on though. Are you dressing up since you want praise for how you've really rejuvenated?
Well, he's
going to
do the volleyball game.
I'm actually doing a triple header today. I'm on Jim, Matt, and Molly hosting this afternoon.
You're hosting Jim, Matt, and Molly?
Ham and Jelly, 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison today.
I heard we switched days, so you're on that show today. Is that true?
Am I?
Oh.
That's what I was told.
I was out on Wednesday, so I very yes. Yeah, Wooly does a great job. I am on today.
Rye guy does a great job.
Looking forward to hearing from you then later today. So yeah, triple header for me today. We've got that, and then the volleyball match later tonight. I peaked at Halloween when I went as SpongeBob in fourth grade. My mom helped make a do-it-yourself SpongeBob with a cardboard box and yellow styrofoam. We spray and it looked fantastic. I should find an old picture of it. It's been all downhill. I have not had a good
Why
Halloween
don't you go
costume
back as SpongeBob
since then.
Again?
Well, we don't have the box anymore. It was 20 something years ago.
That's too bad. You can
go
trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it's really tough to find a box. I mean, you just go out and go on your porch. There's 100 Amazon boxes, and you can't figure that out, I'm sure.
What are you dressing up as?
I'm going to be a beekeeper. I'm going to be.
All right. Well,
a lot of buzz about that costume.
Nice. I can't wait to go trick-or-treating in Taush's neighborhood when I interlope with my children and
so
go trick-or-treating.
IPT.
We never got to that topic, but the show's over, so we got to go. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Taush, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.